episode 466, Longing for More.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet women of impact. How are you? Oh my goodness, you look absolutely precious today. Your eyes sparkle and your smile, oh my, just warms my heart. Welcome. Come in. It is you time. It's our time. It's girl chat time. It's time to get it on. Have you been longing for more? Ooh, that's a really eat it at the core one, isn't it? It is, but we're chatting about it today. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be maybe a little bit of a different twist than what you're used to, but I think you'll have a lot of fun with it. So hang in there. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. I'm so delighted that you're here, blessed with your presence. If you want to find out more information about this amazing group, head on over to createyournow.com. You can hear all about what we're doing there. Be sure, though, to sign up for the AIM Academy. You want to make sure you're on the in, the insiders club, the in. You want the scoop. And those of you too who've been listening forever and you're like, I haven't gone on createyournow.com, you should go check it out. Really. And I want to hear from you. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and now even Instagram. I'm on there too. So go check us out. And you know, I just got to say that you guys taking time and spending time with me is just amazing, because you are investing in me when you listen. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to you. And I believe each of you has a purpose in life. You were created for a purpose, on purpose. You're no accident. I don't care how you were raised, what you were told in the past. You are magnificent. Yet when we're going through our lives, sometimes we long for more. We're longing for something more than what we have. It's that yearning, that desire. Have you ever had the longing for more in your life? You know, like if you could have a better marriage, or maybe even be married, because you're sitting here listening to this and you're like, I'm single. Maybe losing weight, getting that perfect job, having your own child, getting your dream home, becoming debt-free, maybe winning the Powerball. If you could have all of that, one of those, life would be perfection. We know really deep down, we understand that life isn't about perfection. Yet, we have this longing for more. This yearning desire, this craving, this almost ache within us. It kind of reminds me of the sweet tooth urge. You know, where it's like all of a sudden, and maybe it's not a sweet tooth for you. Maybe you don't like sweets, and that's fine. I have a child who could care less about sweets. But whatever that urge is, and it's usually like a food urge. You know, if you're extra stressed and you want that comfort food, or if it's real cold outside, you know, you want that comfort food. Or maybe you've had a bad day and your form of comfort food is your chocolate, or you've got to have your coffee every single day. And you may have this really long name, but since I don't drink coffee, I can't rattle off any of the latte, you know, combination things that are out there. All I know is it's a totally different language that I have yet to learn. But you can't suppress it. It's this yearning. It's so deep within you. You want it badly, desperately. I mean, think about that coffee urge. You're like, oh, I can just taste it now. Oh, my mouth is salivating. And oh, so you drive to the nearest Starbucks or your favorite coffee shop, and you go there and they're closed. For some reason, they are closed. And all of a sudden, you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to go someplace. And so you go to the next best thing, even though they're closed, and you find it. Why? It's that urge. It's that yearning desire. You search for it. You want it so badly. In life, we have a longing for more. Longings can be a combination of things. It can be relational, you know, the human part of us, like, you know, your marriages, your relationships with your children, with your family, with your BFFs, okay? Your longings can be spiritual. They can be physical, You know, oh, I'm too overweight. I'm too underweight. I'm not just right. Kind of the Goldilocks, you know, theme there where, you know, she wants her porridge just right. That's sometimes what we're looking for. Financially, you're like, man, I want more. Educational. Maybe it's promotional. You want to keep going on and moving on up. Okay, I can't sing right now because my voice is still getting better, so I'll just spare you the whole song thing. But seriously, moving on up, promotional. All these longings that we have in our life. Is it wrong to long? Okay, that was kind of funny, wasn't it? Come on, I know you're laughing at me. Is it wrong to long? Well, here on earth, no, because that's kind of us as a human. We long for things. We want more. Now, that can be good and bad, okay? How can it be good? Well, it helps to push us. It helps us to keep us going in the right direction. You know, this dream of what you want to become when you grow up. You know, you started out wanting to be a firefighter. Now you changed your mind and you want to be a physician. Now you've changed your mind again and you ended up being a teacher. And you're awesome at it. Now you're at retirement and you're like, now what? But your retirement, you're only like 45 or 50 years old. And you're like, I'm done with this because of the system. I'm going to retire. So you decide to retire. And then it's the next step. You're like, I'm going to do coaching. This thing of wanting more. This longing can be good because it keeps you going. It keeps you on track. But what about longing for more in the bad aspect of it, where it's not good? It's that ache, that emptiness that we try to keep filling it with things. When we're yearning for something, we have that longing. We try to fill the void with stuff, maybe food, could be shopping, a new car, new shoes, new home. Nothing satisfies you. And some of you probably have even heard the phrase, oh, it's just a midlife crisis. Well, sometimes that's where a longing comes in. You feel like, oh my goodness, I've sat here and I've done all of this for so long in my life. And now I want more. I want more of where I'm at. I deserve more. Do you deserve more? Longing for more. Is it wrong to long? That's only a question you can answer for yourself. You see, I like to switch it around a little bit because we can look at it from an earthly perspective, but what if we take it from a heavenly perspective? Wah, wah. Yeah. Now I've really caught you off guard, haven't I? A heavenly perspective. You see, sometimes we're trying to fill a void that only God can fill. And we're trying to fill that void with the stuff, the food, the shopping, the tangible items, the things that we can buy. But as much as we want to buy and hoard in our house and try to add on our walls and add in our space is not filling what our void is with inside ourselves. Longing for more. A longing can also be an earthly advancement from where you are. Let me say that again. A longing is an earthly advancement from where you are. You look at the earthly perspective, okay? How we see it as a human being. The longing is you want something bigger than where you are. You believe you deserve more than what you have currently. Or you want something different than what you've been given, okay? It's an advancement. It's a change. It's a shift. And sometimes that's where we fall short. That's where we get into this trap of trying to fill this void, this longing, this yearning desire within us with stuff. It could even be stuff like, for example, let's look at marriage. Maybe you think, oh gosh, Christiane, I just need a better marriage. I mean, you know, my girlfriend, she has got the best man. He is so romantic, and he does anything and everything she asks for. She has everything. Yet on the flip side, you don't understand that she's going through a really rough time, and he gives her things out of guilt because he travels all the time, and he's not around. Yet your husband is home, and he provides for you. Maybe he's not as romantic as what you see from your girlfriend, but he's there for you. Yet you have this yearning, this desire, this longing for better marriage. Perspective. Let's look at career, building your business. If only I could have 500,000 likes on my Facebook page, wouldn't that be just awesome? I would be racking in the bucks. People would love me. I would be known all over the world. But I only have 200. You cannot judge and judge yourself based on the amount of likes you have. 500 likes versus 200 likes doesn't mean you're successful or not successful. But you see, you say, I have a longing for this. I want to have 500,000. I want to be able to say I have 500,000 likes on my Facebook page. That makes me successful. That's my earthly advancement from where I am now. Longing for more. Maybe it's your lifestyle. Maybe you're like, oh gosh, darn it. I thought I was healthy. But I mean, I kind of am, and I work out, and I do all right. But man, I could be maybe 10 pounds lighter, or you could be 10 pounds heavier. Anytime you look in the mirror, you're not satisfied. It doesn't matter when you get on the scale. It doesn't matter if you can get in the size 4 dress or the size 0 dress. You are not satisfied. You always are longing for more. Maybe it's your spiritual walk. Maybe you're, oh man, I keep searching and I don't know. I've kind of drifted here and there. And, you know, I was a Christian. I mean, I am a Christian, but I don't know anymore. I pray when I remember to. I talk to him when I remember to. Oh no, wait. Maybe I'll only pray when I need him. When something really bad has happened. Maybe it's none of these situations, or maybe a combination of all of them. Longing for more. It's a real thing in our life, but we don't talk about it. We don't talk about this ache, this yearning desire that's within us, because we try to suppress it. We feel bad that we have this. I'm here to tell you, don't feel bad. This makes you human. But I am telling you, there's a good side and a bad side to it. And you want to look at it from the good side, because the bad side, oh, it gets very, very messy. And you don't want to be caught up in the mess. We're already messed up enough. So we got to look at it on the good side. So I want us to jump into the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened. Yes, that comes from Matthew 7:7. And it actually starts with ask and it shall be given to you. But I left that part out because I want to just focus on the seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. However, I want you to understand that what you may seek may not be what you find. What you knock for, that door that opens, it may not be what you think is there waiting for you. Again, the earthly versus the heavenly perspective. Our earthly self says, well, gosh, Christiane, I said I wanted a better marriage. So if I'm seeking it out, if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, if I'm asked, it should be given to me. And if I knocked, I know that door will be open. Even if that means getting a divorce and finding another man, I'm going to get a better marriage. Okay, I didn't say any of that. It says, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. But it's what God sees fit for you. His longing for you. We try to fill our heart, our lives with stuff of this earth. But ultimately, it's God's stuff that we need. It's his heart, his holiness that we need to grasp onto, his love, his grace, his mercy. Seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. You may seek and you may not find exactly what you're looking for. And guess what? That's okay. Consider it a blessing in disguise. Knock and the door will be open. Guess what? It may not be the door that you thought was going to be open, but it's a better door. Or it's a door that's going to lead to the ultimate door. You see, God could give us everything that we would want in our life. And he could give it to you right now. But you wouldn't know what to do. You'd probably fall apart. It'd be too powerful. It would be too overwhelming. Think about our lives right now. We get freaked out by a simple phone call, by a letter in the mail, by a text on our phone, by an email. We just don't know what to go, you know, what to do, where to go. Longing for more. So if you're wanting to know how to fill the longing for more, to fill that void, you start with seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be open. Number one, you pray. I believe in the power of prayer. Amen. You know I'm a Christian. And so if you're not a Christian, hey, that's okay. No big deal. Okay? That's your decision. I would then encourage you to journal, because your words and writing them, whether you believe or not, God will speak through those words. I do believe that. So the power of prayer, the power of prayer, pray, ask, seek, knock. He longs for you more than you long for anything of this world. Number two, search your heart. What are you running from? What scares you? What do you really want? Maybe you're saying you want a better marriage, but ultimately, the reason why you think you want a better marriage is because you don't feel good about you. You don't feel like you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. And so instead of taking responsibility for what you can do, for what you can control within your marriage, you sit here and say, I just need a better marriage. I need a better man. I need something different because this just isn't working. I don't want to change. Search your heart. What are you running from? The real stuff. That's what we're talking about here. The real stuff. This is hard. I know it's heavy, isn't it? But that's what happens. In life, it gets heavy and we got to talk about it. Number three, you have to be still and listen. Now listen carefully to this. Be still and listen. What I mean by this is being watchful. Think of it as a life watch. You know those neighborhood signs? They have the neighborhood watch. Well, pretend that you have a sign that's called life watch, because you haven't been watching lately. You do life with your head buried in the sand. You're just going through the motions. So we have these chipmunks that are living in our front yard. And every once in a while, I will walk out front and, you know, our grass, we keep our grass just a little bit taller than some people. And so I won't see them. And all of a sudden, they'll see me or hear me walking, and they'll peek up just a little bit higher over the top of the grass and throw their little, well, I call them arms, but they're not. But you know what I mean? Their little feet up in the air, and they're like, and they just freeze. But then all of a sudden, they go back doing their own thing. That's kind of how we react in our own lives. Our head's buried. We're kind of going around doing our own thing. And all of a sudden, something scares us. We come up, and then we go back doing our own thing. You have to be watchful. Life watch. Be aware. Be still. Notice. Be observant. We miss that in our world today because we're playing the little chipmunk. So life watch, that's what you got to do for number three. Number four, take aim. This one's a little difficult because you know what take aim is. Action ignites motivation. And before that, we're talking about be still and listen. But you still have to be moving. You see, I may be ruffling a lot of feathers right here, coming up here with this statement, but I'm going to say it anyway because there are some Christians out there that believe that we just need to pray and God will be on the move. God's always on the move. The question is, are you? Yeah, I did just say that. And you can be mad at me if you want. But I'm here to say the tough things. Because sometimes praying and just waiting with no aim involved, with no action to ignite motivation, that means we're dead. We're still in the water. In order to move a vehicle, it needs to be a moving vehicle. You can't direct a still vehicle. It needs to be moving. Then you can direct it. God wants you moving. He wants your attention. He wants you to be watchful so he can direct your path. So don't wait for that lightning strike, because God is saying, ask, seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. He's doing what here? He's telling you, ask, seek, knock, movement, so I can direct you. He's not promising to give you everything you want. He's not promising you that Powerball. He's not promising you the dream home that you want. What he promises is that he will fill the void that you're trying to stuff with everything else of your earthly desires. Longing for more is great only when you search for the deeper meaning in life, and that's Jesus Christ. Stop trying to fill your life with unnecessary CRAP. Take a moment today and pause. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Don't let the longings in your life become distractions from your real authentic journey, the journey that you were created on this earth to take, the purpose that you were here for, the passion that you are to pursue, and the presence of your life. Go out, be incredible, and most importantly, be you with a smile. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.